Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got a lot on the plate today. Let me tell you about some of the things and some of the people we're going to be talking about. Momentarily, we're going to be joined by Dave Kinney, esteemed automotive journalist and expert in the realm of classic cars. He covers the beat for not only Auto Week, but also Automobile Magazine. He also is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. So we'll talk to Dave about 2013 and look ahead to 2014 in the collector car marketplace. Coming up in hour number two of the program, speaking of collector car auctions, Mecum is having a gigantic sale down in Kissimmee, Florida, just outside of Orlando, and it's going to be 10 days and 3,000 cars, and we are going to be joined by one of the representatives from the Mecum Auction Company to tell us all about it. Coming up in hour number three of the program, we'll be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide, telling us all about some recent new car test drives, as well as his look back at 2013 and a look ahead to 2014 on the new car side of things. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Matt is standing by, ready to take your call at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome the man himself, Dave Kinney, esteemed automotive journalist, to the airwaves of Auto World. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well, but I don't even know if I can spell esteemed, but thank you very much.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the past year was a remarkable one for the collector car world. A lot of auction companies set new records, and certainly there were a number of world records set when it comes to actual prices of vehicles being sold at auction.
You know, Bob, it's easy to say it's one for the record books and, you know, all the usual, it's a record-breaking event. 2013 truly was an astonishing year in collector cars. Prices on the very big, expensive cars have been going up like crazy. You know, we did see two cars approach. One, you know, basically made it to $30 million. Another sold at $27.5 million within a couple months of each other. Just absolutely, just, you know, it's exploding. And, of course, you know, that doesn't mean that collector cars are out of everyone's budget. Right now I'm down in Fort Lauderdale at a large regional sale. And, you know, there's still cars that are running through. Actually, right now, when I got the call, I'm afraid I scared Matt because all he could hear was the auction noise. But, you know, they're still selling cars in the $4,000 and $5,000 and $20,000 ranges. So there's still stuff out there for everybody. But, wow, what a year. It's the only way to describe it.
Absolutely. Just a mind-boggling amount of record sales. And certainly we're seeing some shifting of money, too. I know we've touched on this in the past, but lots of very affluent folks who normally would put their investment money in more traditional things have drifted back into the classic car world. Give us your thoughts on that, Dave.
Well, it's pretty easy. You know, the stock market is doing well now. That's something new. And real estate is doing well now. And that's something we haven't seen in a few years. And not in all areas. And obviously not everybody has made money in the stock market. But with automobiles, there's a few things that you can keep in mind. Number one, you can kind of control the investment. You own the car. It's yours. It's titled in your name. So if, as opposed to the stock market where there's some, you know, horrible thing that happens overnight, somebody finds out the CEO has, you know, taken half the money and left and gone to some country somewhere else or something like that, you know, that doesn't happen. So that's one nice thing about it. Another nice thing is that automobiles are transportable. If you don't like your Mercedes 300 SL, well, you have it in New York State, you can drive it to California, and you can be registered out there if you move from one state to another. And the same is true, you know, for country to country, that, you know, with some very large exceptions, but kind of oddball ones, you can move them around. Another thing is that, you know, they have kind of a proven track record now. Not all of them are always going to go up in value, and, you know, your results may vary and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, you can pretty well tell that some of the cars that are very, very desirable that have been so for a long time will probably remain desirable for, you know, that 20-year period of time that you're interested in owning it or something like that. Now, let me just go back and say you should never buy a car unless you love it and you're going to use it. If you're buying it purely for investment, you're buying the wrong thing. You should buy it because you love it. You should buy it because it makes you smile. You should buy it because you like what it does on the road. You should buy it for the way it looks in your garage. But you should use the investment angle as part of the reason why, not the whole reason why.
Very true and very well said. You're already on the road. It's just after the first of the year, and you're on the road down in southern Florida. And I know the auction world is going to really heat up here in the weeks ahead. Next week, there's some motorcycle auctions going on in Las Vegas, and then the madness of Arizona begins, and then it's back to Florida for the 10-day Kissimmee Mecum sale. I just can't get over the size and scope of that event. This is the second year for this 10-day extravaganza.
And, you know, and you would think that there would have to be a rest. There would have to be, you know, a week off or something like that. And this is shaping up to be the East Coast versus the West Coast in a lot of ways. And, of course, Mecum's doing this incredible amount of cars by themselves. You know, quite literally the same that's being done by five auction companies in Arizona. So it has grown. You know, Bob, I'm not going to tell everybody my age. It's 59. Uh-oh, just let it out. But anyhow, I went to some of the very first auctions in the 1970s because I'm not only a car guy, I was a car kid. And I remember, you know, it was a brand new idea. And now, you know, you look at this and there's going to be 15,000 cars sold in a 2-week period, to 15,000 classic cars. And, you know, that's just astonishing when you think about it. And then once again, everything from the, you know, the 5, 10, 15, maybe $20 million cars at some of these events down to the $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 cars. And it's really wonderful for our collector car business because people can learn about them. Mecum now, of course, is on TV as with a couple of other auction companies. And, you know, it's great entertainment as well. If you've watched the shows on TV, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's a lot about the color and, the personalities and the things that go on there. But this is so different than what it was when I was a kid, and it's just great. And like you said, you know, my wife's back up in Virginia, and she is calling me with hourly updates about how cold it is. I'm down here in Florida. I kind of like this.
You can get used to it pretty quickly. That's all I can say. And certainly out in Scottsdale.
I hope she's not listening right now. I'm sorry. Go
ahead. Yeah, maybe that's her calling right now. Look at, she's got my office line number. How do you like that? That's probably her. But you're right. And certainly going out to Scottsdale and covering all the auctions. I remember when it was just a couple of auctions, but now that has exploded to an incredible slew of events. And when we come back from our upcoming break here, we'll talk about not only the big one, Barrett-Jackson, but all the other events that are going to be happening in upcoming weeks in Arizona. And we'll talk to Dave a little bit about some trends to be seeing in the classic car world. If you've got a question, we've got a number. It's 855-660-4261. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
The email, it's bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. That's probably the best one. You can shoot me an email and I will convey it to Dave Kinney, who is joining us live from Fort Lauderdale, where he is covering a classic car event. And I was alluding to the number of auctions before the break there in Arizona. Dave, I remember when it was just a handful. Now I've kind of lost count.
There are five major ones, and actually, I think if you count some of the smaller ones, you're up to six or seven. And so, you know, there's all kinds of events in Scottsdale and Phoenix that start basically next weekend. And I'll give a shout out to the new Phoenix Concours as well. That's going to be held next Sunday at the. What's the name of the hotel there? The big one that that RM's holding their event as well.
Yeah, the Biltmore, right?
The Biltmore. Yep. Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, between the two of us, we got it. so, you know, a brand new another brand new event, which is not surprising because we're seeing events all over the place. But yeah, there's going to be Silver, Gooding, RM, Barrett Jackson, Russo and Steele. And let's see, I'm forgetting one. No, I'll have to not forget it while I'm out there.
Bonhams,
absolutely, very good. Bonhams,
hey, what a team! We should be doing a show together.
Hey, how about we should take it on the air somewhere?
What about a classic car show underwritten by a major insurance company? Wouldn't that be a great idea?
what a fantastic who. Somebody might have thought of that, but, you know, who knows? Anyhow, back to where we were. Anyhow, the, yeah, Bonhams is, you know, the traditional British house. They have a great catalog lineup this year. Just looked at both Gooding and RM, also some really, really great stuff. And that's more or less the highest of the high line, as well as Barrett Jackson now has their Salon selection, they call it, which will be the high line. You know, a little hint, you know, there is no Meekum there. You know, they're saving their gunpowder for 1 week later, but there's a whole bunch of cars that are available there. And if you're on the West Coast, you know, and you're close by, it's worth a trip every time. We've talked to a whole bunch of people with it kind of as a bucket list thing that they've done, and they've had a lot of fun doing it. But, you know, I think this could be Meekum's big year for Kissimmee. They had a great year last year, and I've been looking at their lineup, and, you know, it's great as well. So, you know, it's good news all around. I'm kind of, you know, the universal evangelist for, you know, if you want to go to auction companies, go to the one that you're most comfortable with. But with all of these choices out there, you know, there's no excuse not to. Now, you don't have to buy a car when you go to an auction. The best way to do it is go to a few and not buy a car, in my opinion, and get to know some of the people, kind of leave your checkbook at home and see what cars are selling for and, you know, see what the rules of the game are. And that's all fun. But, you know, the classic car business is not all about auctions. There's many, many more that are sold, you know, private seller and, of course, in, you know, publications and now, you know, much, much more online websites, some of them linked to publications. So, you know, there's all kinds of options for looking for things. But getting back to your basic questions, the Arizona thing is going to be wild again this year. 2013 was a great year. I can tell you based on what I've seen here this weekend in Fort Lauderdale, things are still going great. They're still selling lots of cars, and there's still a lot of business and transactions going on. So the question I get all the time, Bob, is when is it going to end? So, you know, we can talk about that as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
what do you think?
My crystal ball was made by Lucas, you know, the British electric company. So
I love those British cars. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know when it's going to be back, but you know, all markets go up and they go down, and some of these markets have gone up pretty fast. So you know, it's once again, it's always time for buyer beware. I don't think I'd want to be putting my $5 million in a red Ferrari right now without doing all my research. But I don't have $5 million, so I don't really have to worry about it. And they're not selling them for $500, so I'm pretty well out of the market. But there has been a lot of dramatic price increase in the market, and I think there'll probably be a time when some of these things settle out. But I'm going to get back to what I said earlier. Buy them because you love them, not because that they're going to be the best investment you've ever made. And when they turn out being a good investment, then that's the icing on the cake.
That's the pleasant surprise. And Dave, certainly over the years, you've owned so many wonderful collector cars, and you own a number right now. And what was your first one? What was the absolute first collector car that you took delivery of?
That would have been a 1956 Lincoln Mark II that I bought with my dad. You know, his money and my lack of talent, I guess, would probably be the best way to describe it. But I, you know, I tubbed and scrubbed it, and not in the traditional tubbed way that you do to cars, but I absolutely cleaned the thing up and made it run a little bit better with help from friends, and I was hooked. I had this car that I think my dad and I paid $2,100 for it, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, we had to do a lot to it, and it was not really a father-son project. My dad wasn't a hands-on type of guy, but he certainly was encouraging of my hobby, you know, which led me down this golden path to, you know, now it's my business and my hobby. But that wasn't the car I really, really wanted. That was the car I really was intrigued by. But the car I really, really wanted was a Studebaker Avani, which I wound up getting about a year later. Sold the Lincoln, made a little bit of money, and I bought, you're going to love this, my next car was five cars. I bought five 1968 Plymouth Valiants.
Wow.
That were owned
were
by...
Were you married at the time?
Oh, no.
Let's
no,
back
no,
up.
No,
were you married? Oh, I didn't think so.
No, I was a teenager. I was still a teenager, and I borrowed money from...
Okay.
And I fixed the cars up, and I made enough money to buy a Studebaker Avani. So... That was it. That's great. That was me getting involved in the old car world.
Excellent. And Dave, you do such a wonderful job for both Auto Week and Automobile. And of course, you are the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, which continues to do extraordinarily well. And I know that's no small endeavor. You spend just a tremendous amount of time working on that.
Yeah, it is. It's an awful lot of work, and you know, we have a lot of people now that are working on it, and I'm kind of the, you know, kind of the guy who, you know, we all kind of circle around and we make our decisions on prices, but it's still a lot of fun, Bob. I mean, you know, to watch the values of cars, and you know, I guess as we said, they've almost all universally increased, with some exceptions, you know, in the last few years. Muscle cars went down for a long time, but they're coming back up. But we, you know, we have fun with the project. It's a lot of work, but I, you know, this is the part I really love. I love getting out to the auctions, seeing my peeps. You know, they're, you know, all the same usual cast of characters, and it's fun to be here. It's fun to be with them, and it's fun to, you know, kind of touch base. And I love the smell of gasoline and the, you know, the kind of, you know, the dripping oil and all that sort of stuff. It's just in my DNA right now.
It is so part of both of our DNA. Straight ahead, more with Dave Kinney. We'll talk about trends. We'll talk more about the Hagerty Price Guide. And your calls and questions are welcome via email, bob@autoworldradio.com, via telephone, 855-660-4261. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
The bad boy of broadcasting, ManCow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Boys of ZZ Top, the trio, been around more than 40 years. Billy F. Gibbons, great friend of the show, personal friend here. I got a note from Billy the other day. They'll be touring beginning in March, and Billy is always working on a custom piece. He loves custom rods, and he loves hot rods, and he's a lot different than what you would expect. He's not only considered by many to be one of the greatest guitar players in the world. Jimi Hendrix called him the next big thing, but also he is an incredible car collector and guitar collector, and a musicologist too. His father was actually the conductor of the Houston Symphony Orchestra. I know all kinds of dirt on all kinds of people that doesn't put any money in my pockets, but nevertheless, it's good fun to talk about here on Auto World, and it's always good fun to have Dave Kinney with us. He is an esteemed automotive journalist. He's got his own appraisal company. He's a publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, a contributor to Auto Week and Automobile Magazine. I always read his reports. You should as well. Dave, for those who may not be familiar with the Hagerty Price Guide, it's separated into various sections. Tell our listeners a little bit about the price guide.
Well, we actually have now we've morphed everything. We have the physical book, but we've morphed everything to Hagerty.com valuation/valuation tools, and so you can look at all the prices online. So you don't have to pay for the book if you don't want to have the book. Although at the auctions, I see people walking around with it because it's handy to have, and even though There are people who would disagree with me. I say you can look things up faster in a book than you can online. But that being said, we value post-war cars in 1 through 4 condition. One being, you know, as nice as or even nicer than the car left the factory in some cases. And then number 4, which is still a really good car. Don't think the number 4 is some junk box. It's not. Still a decent car, but a car with, you know, a lot of miles on it, maybe, and it's got scrapes in the paint, and the interior is a little worn and stuff like that. But still, you know, not something that you would consider taking to the junkyard by any stretch of the imagination. So it's post-war cars, and you know, we do a good job working on it. We have competition out there, and you know, and I know we've talked to a bunch of those people as well, and we all get along, which I think is fantastic. We all enjoy talking to each other, and we all have you know, sometimes our separate opinion, but that's one of the things that makes our country great. We can you know, we can come up with what we come up with and have a little competition going on and still remain friends. And so you can go to Hegarty.com/valuationpools and see all the information we have there. We also have some fun stuff. We have some graphs that you can do, and you can actually take a graph of, maybe if you have 3 or 4 cars that are your favorite, you can make a graph and watch the values on those cars from, 2006 to the present, or whatever timeline you'd like to take a look at. So that's all good fun. You know, with Auto Week and Automobile, thank you very much for the shout out. We do a lot of work for them. That's all related to the auctions that I go to, and that's one of the reasons I'm down here. I'll be doing a couple things for Auto Week on that. And we do little blurbs on the cars that go through the auction. There's sometimes we have a little fun with it, and we kind of wonder why that person bought that car, and a lot of times we endorse what they did. But, you know, we do it kind of lighthearted, but we do it so it's educational as well. So, you know, like I said, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I get to play with cars, and people pay me to do it sometimes, so occasionally. So
it's like the radio business, the same thing.
Yeah, right. I don't think either one of us are going to wind up on the Businessman of the Year calendar next year, but we have fun doing it, and that's important as well.
So. We certainly do. Let's talk about some of the trends that you saw emerge in 2013. Any particular makes or models? I'm noticing a lot of activity with Porsches, and including some lower end Porsches like the Porsche 914s. They seem to be moving up in value. Another thing, which is a little bit of a head scratcher. Certainly, we're not talking big dollar cars here, but there all of a sudden seems to be a fascination with the 1970s big luxury cars, whether they be Cadillacs or Lincoln Marks or town cars or 225 Electras. This seems to be a growing trend, too.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head with that. I think, you know, it's not what you think it is. It's the natural progression from tiki bars. You know, 10 years ago, everybody wanted a tiki bar in their basement. And, you know, what's better for a tiki bar than a big old Lincoln? I mean, you can have all your friends over and, you know, they can all sit inside of it if you're not going to go anywhere. I guess that's part of it. There's a lot of fascination from, you know, the millennials, the people that are, you know, after the boomers, and they go, oh my goodness, look at the cars that, you know, that my dad's generation drove. And so you can find these big Lincolns and these big Cadillacs, and people like them because, you know, you really can, you know, take 5 and 6 people out for a, you know, for a drive or go to a restaurant or destination, and there's room for everybody in them. They don't get great gas mileage necessarily, but also think about the styling on some of those cars. I mean, they're just, you know, outrageous amount of chrome on them. You know, big bumpers from the 70s, which was kind of a little thing that happened, you know, kind of between 71 and 76, 77, something like that, when they had their federal laws that came into effect, and they had to make them so there were 2.5 and 5 mile an hour bumpers. So it kind of added a little, shall we say, design flair. You can read ugliness into that if you like, to some of those cars, and it made them kind of stand out outrageously now. But yeah, when we go to auctions, we see those. Getting back to your Porsche, I agree. 914s, which were cars that were kind of wandering in the woods forever, people are now really appreciating them for the great cars they are, and they are great cars. And I know that they're, you know, they were the end of the you know, they were the end of the trail. If you couldn't afford any other Porsche, you'd get the 914, but also 928's making a big comeback. 944's making a comeback. 928s were very complicated cars, and I, you know, most people don't know this, but a 928 when it was brand new was more expensive than a 911. You know, the staple of Porsche, and Porsche thought the future was going to be in the 928s, but the 911 buyer told them something different, I guess. But the biggest trend of all, you know, drum roll please, is pickup trucks. Pickup trucks have gone off the charts, and people are buying them left and right. They've been restoring them throughout the recession. One of the reasons why is a pickup truck is cheaper to restore than a car. If you think about a 50s pickup truck, it has one piece of chrome on it, sometimes two or three or four, as opposed to, think about a 1956 Buick that has, you know, more chrome on it than, you know, the next 400 Hyundais you'll see, because that just was the style. So pickup trucks, one seat instead of two seats, not real basic transportation. Sometimes the bumpers were painted white, so that, you know, they're the same color as the grill, which was also white, so a lot cheaper to restore. But there's also utility value in a pickup truck. You know, you can also, you might be able to talk your spouse into getting a pickup truck because, on Saturday you can cut the, trash guy off that you're paying $350 a year, and on Saturday you can take it down to the dump yourself and save that kind of money. So you can also pick things up in a pickup. That's why they're called that. Go out and get the Christmas tree, all that sort of stuff. And so a lot of people have decided that, you know, their second collector car, or in some cases their third or fourth collector car, has to be a pickup. And so they've gone crazy. They're big booming, market. And we see, you know, we never saw $50,000 50s pickup trucks, and now we do see them. So, big change.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We'll continue with Dave Kenny. Take your calls. You want to bat some classic car and collector car ideas by him if you're in the market for your first collector car, or if you want a rough estimate of what your vehicle is worth, we can help you out with that. Or shoot us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Dave Kinney is with us, the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. He's also the man when it comes to covering the auction scene for Automobile and Auto Week magazine. He's just joining us live from a collector car auction, which is ongoing right now, wrapping up down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And in the meantime, we invite your calls. Been kind of slow here on the call lines at 855-660-4261. We'd love to hear a car story. Maybe your first car, your dad's first car, your grandfather's car, your mother's car. We'd like to hear a barn find story. We'd like to hear about any particular collector car that you've owned. And perhaps you sold it and you want to torture yourself and ask Dave how much it would be worth today. We'd love to hear from you. But meanwhile, we've got a couple of emails that have floated in, including we've got an email here from Jeff in Iowa, who would like to know about investing in a Saab Sonnet. He doesn't give me much details here, but he says he has always been a fan of the Saab Sonnet. He would like to own it, but he is curious to know whether or not it is a good investment for him to spend his hard-earned money on, or would he be better to look at another vehicle in a similar price range. Unfortunately, he doesn't tell me in the email here what price range Sonnet he's looking at, but that's an unusual car, to say the least, and you do not see them very often or anywhere, to be honest. I haven't seen a Sonnet on the road in umpteen years, and don't see them that many going over the auction block either.
No, they are rare. They were built in three series, the Sonnet 1, Sonnet 2, and Sonnet 3. And a little bit of a joke there, you know, what is a Sonnet? It's a story, so that is a Saab story when you think about it. So, anyhow, you know,
let me give you my other David Letterman joke on Saab. It's to do with new cars. He says the reason they named the company Saab is that's what you do when the warranty runs out.
Yeah, they're quirky cars, but I love them, and I love the Sonnet 1, 2, and 3. They're not expensive. I think maybe the best Sonnets in the world are probably worth less than $20,000. And could be considerably less. And I've seen, you know, your point is very well taken. I go to the collector car auctions, and it's a it's once every 2 years, I think, I see one. And that's that I probably look at 10,000, you know, 20,000 collector cars. I mean, I'm not looking at them individually, but just walking by. And when I see a Saab Sonnet, I always stop. Now, they're a little sports car. They're a two-passenger car. They're fiberglass cars. I know that they've got some build issues that, if I'm not mistaken, they had some rust issues as well with the frame. I don't know the cars that well, but if you are the type of person that wants to spend those cold Iowa winters doing restoration work and find one that's pretty good, they're a great car to drive. You know, I own a Volvo from the same era, the 1960s, and when I drive it at 60 miles an hour, I feel like I'm in Formula One. All the blue-haired ladies are passing me at 80 miles an hour, but boy, my teeth are rattling, and this thing's hopping upside, up and down, on the roadway, and feeling every single speed bump or pothole. And it's the same with the Saab Sonnet. You get a lot of fun kind of at a low-speed car. They're a great car to cruise in, and you can find them in bad shape, probably starting around $2,500 that need restoration work. And I wouldn't be surprised if you could find a really, really nice one that's not going to need anything but a little tubbing and scrubbing, at the $10,000 mark, and be able to take it to the first car show of the Iowa spring. Not a lot of potential for, an incredible amount of appreciation, but you're starting at a very, very low number. So let's say you get into one at $6,500 or something like that. There's a really good chance in a couple of years you could double your money. So, because $13,500 will still sound real low in 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
No question about it. We got another question here. This one is out of Tennessee, and the gentleman's name is John, and it's spelled J-O-N. An unusual, but not that unusual spelling of John, and he's interested in a Pantera. He says he has always wanted to own a Pantera. It seems like a few years back they weren't that pricey, but in recent times, watching some of the auctions on TV like Barrett Jackson and Meekum, he says these Panteras seem to have gone up in price significantly. Is there such a thing as an affordable Pantera?
I would say yes. These were cars that were built by a company called De Tomaso. They're Italian. The Pantera, of course, has a Ford engine in it. I have actually owned one, although, Bob, you probably could figure it out. I don't fit in it, but I could own it.
I always wanted one, too.
That wasn't the most comfortable driving experience for a 6'4" guy, and so I just say a gentleman of size like myself.
Very well said.
Yeah, thanks. On the radio, I'm 6'7", blonde hair, and I weigh 145. So, as do you. So,
absolutely.
You can still find a decent Pantera. If you want to save a little money, you might go for the big bumper cars. Now, if you remember when they originally came out, they had chrome bumpers, and then they went to the kind of overrider style metal bumpers, and they were painted a flat black. And they're still a little bit cheaper in most markets than the chrome bumper cars. People will argue that they're not as good looking. I think they both look great. And I think Panteras have probably got a long way to go in terms of value. We have seen the $60,000 ones without any problem. We've seen $70,000 ones and above. I say buy stock. Don't buy the modified ones if you're starting out on your very first one, but finding an unmodified Pantera is a needle in a haystack. Most all of them were modified at some point in their lifetime, but the ones I think that are going to be worth the most money in the long run are going to be the ones that are as close to original as possible. But they are an easy car to modify because of that Ford engine in it, so everybody took the 289 or the 302 out, and I guess 351 maybe, actually, come to think of it.
Yep.
They took the original block out, and then they put the 428 motor in or whatever else, and they made them into kind of personalized cars. But I think that in the long run, the stock ones will probably wind up being worth the most. Just like what we're finding with the getting back to Porsche. You know, everybody did the modification on their Porsche 911. They put the whale tail on. They did this. They did that. And what the collectors are looking for are the totally unmodified ones. So, you know, just a little word to the wise. If you have a modified one, enjoy it and have fun and everything else. But my goodness, if you make the modifications yourself, put those original wheels up in the rafters in the garage. Don't throw them away or don't sell them, at the garage sale or something like that, because at some point to the next guy, they might be worth a lot of money. So in terms of Panteras, I'd look for the later cars with the steel bumpers on them as opposed to the chrome bumpers, because you can save a little money.
Great advice. Another email. This one is from Connecticut. The gentleman's name is Evan, and he, too, is in the market for a collectible automobile. And Evan has his sight on some Italian vehicles. Interesting, because I don't get too many people either emailing or calling me about this, but he's interested in one of the four-door Lamborghinis, and he wants to know if Dave has any recommendation during the history of Lamborghini. He's wrote four-door, but I think he means four-seater Lamborghinis. Because he says, I need to carry four people around, so I'm going to guess that Evan means the four-seater Lamborghinis, which there are a few. He wants to know if Dave has any recommendations, and also he wants to know, has Dave driven these vehicles, or have you driven? I have never driven one of these vehicles, and Dave's thoughts on this particular choice.
Well, thank you, Evan, because this is a softball question for me. I've actually owned a Lamborghini Espada. Now, I will have to back it up by saying that I bought it at an auction and I sold it the same day. I did get to call my wife and tell her. At the end of the day, I called my wife and I said, hey, guess what, honey? I bought a Lamborghini. And there was this silence on the end of the phone. And I said, hey, guess what, honey? I sold my Lamborghini. And her response was, that was about the best thing you could have said after saying the first thing. So, but anyhow, I have driven an Espada. I really, really like them. They're long-legged cars. Once again, I am 6'4", and I'm not a tiny guy, and I fit in the cars. And when I say long-legged, you can take them out on the expressway. Great fun.
Well, thank you, Dave, for joining us live from Florida. We look forward to having you on much more often in 2014, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Best wishes for all your listeners. Thank you so much, Bob.
All right, that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm on the road again.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and Respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.